AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli airstrikes pounded areas across Lebanon again today. Officials say at least 27 killed over the past 24 hours. Karen Chamas reports more than a dozen in the southern town of Qana.
Lebanon's civil defense said 15 bodies had been recovered from the rubble of a building and that rescue efforts were still underway. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military on the strikes in Qana. Qana has been a constant target of the Israeli military, which killed at least 100 civilians in an Israeli shelling of a UN compound in the town in 1996. Israel killed dozens more Lebanese in Qana in an Israeli strike in 2006. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's president has outlined his victory plan to parliament. Major points include an invitation to join NATO and permission to use Western weapons to strike military targets inside Russia. In this country, early in-person voting has begun in Georgia. More than 310,000 ballots cast yesterday, another 180,000 through this afternoon, and 30,000 mail ballots accepted. That's nearly 10% of the votes cast in 2020. Yesterday, a judge put on hold a new rule requiring three separate poll workers count the number of Election Day ballots by hand. Meantime, in Alabama,
a federal judge is halting an Alabama program that made thousands of legal voters inactive ahead of the November elections. Republican Secretary of State Wes Allen launched the program in August, saying it would begin a process of removing non-citizens from state voter rolls. Testimony this week before a federal judge revealed that over a third of the more than 3,200 voters identified by the program were in fact citizens who are legally allowed to vote. A U.S. district judge ruled that all of those identified by the program would be made active again and can vote in the November elections. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Pennsylvania again today, while former President Trump's scheduled to hold a town hall-style event on Univision. This is AP News. Amazon and Google are investing in the next generation of nuclear reactors. Both are seeking new sources of carbon-free electricity to meet the increasing demands from data centers and artificial intelligence. And Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street following solid profit reports from Morgan Stanley, United Airlines, and other big companies. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% Wednesday, a day after sliding from its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 337 points to its record high. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Energy stocks were doing better than they were a day earlier. Stocks in the chip industry also held up better. That came a day after a warning about flagging demand from a key supplier to the chip-making industry. Dutch company ASML said on Tuesday that market segments outside of AI were taking longer than expected to recover. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.